It is Thursday, February the 7th. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Toll-free number is 800-691-7898. The web address, eaglesup.com. You know, if you don't get up early in the morning, you miss some good stuff on CNBC. Before the market opened this morning, there was a newswire that was, and I've forgotten who was run. I think it was a Reuters newswire. Warren Buffett is currently in Canada, and he was giving a speech towards a whole bunch of Canadian investors. And the Newswire report that Buffett said in the speech that the dollar was worthless. So the talking heads on CNBC this morning were simply beside themselves as they were sitting around chatting away about Warren Buffett's statement that the dollar was worthless. It got to the point where Warren Buffett himself had to call into the show live and inform the gathering of knuckleheads that in his speech he says the dollar, talking about long-term, I guess, value of the dollar, he says the dollar is going to be worth less, two words, not worthless, but worth less. Now, this comes at the same day where there are reports that many New York stores have signs up in their windows saying the euro is accepted as payment. So I'll leave you to make your own decision where you think the dollar is going. As for the financial markets today, it was up 100, down 100, one of those days. There was some rumors that hit the floor. As I told you, Wall Street is so frazzled right now. Traders are so frazzled, not only by the markets, but obviously more than likely by the vast amount of chemical stimuli they are used on a daily basis, because everybody in this country is on drugs of some sort or another. And so someone tried to spin a story that the ISM data that came out, which was really bad, was going to get revised higher. And that caused the Dow to rally. But it was all based on fiction. Anyway, we'll have a lot more fiction stories from Wall Street when we return.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
For this Thursday. It was really an interesting day watching the market gyrate higher and lower on all kinds of weird and senseless news that hit the wires today. Obviously, a lot of disappointment on Wall Street when it was announced that the Senate failed to pass a stimulus plan. The Dow went down. They're like little children. And the amount of analyst I see making that same reference to the childlike behavior of the folks on Wall Street is amazing. It's like the one analyst today was talking about whether the Fed was going to cut rates another half a point before the March FOMC meeting. He said, well, you know, it's like children. They want more candy. And they get into a hissy fit whenever the Federal Reserve takes the candy jar away from them. And so that's what it's like. This is what we're dealing with. Doesn't matter if we're dealing with it in politics or within finance. We're dealing with people with childlike mentality. And unfortunately, a lot of it is clouded by, as we said before, chemical stimuli. So when everything was said and done, the Dow closed up 46 points. Because why? Because the Senate passed the stimulus plan. Yes, we are going to carpet bomb America with $100 bills. And everybody on Wall Street was happy. Because they had a bad day, by and large. All the news was really, really bad. As a matter of fact, retail sales. Now we know the true story, and we told you this in November, let alone now, that retailers were going to be so desperate they were going to slash prices almost to cost in order to move products. And then there was the great gift cards that was going to save the economy, because everybody was giving out gift cards. Well, guess what? We now have a report from Walmart, where obviously a lot of people gave gift cards from Walmart. And what were the people buying with the gift cards? Well, according to the Associated Press, Here's a sign of how shaky the economy has become. Walmart says its shoppers are redeeming their holiday gift cards for basic items, such as pasta sauce, diapers, laundry detergent. Nobody was buying iPods or DVDs. People using gift cards for the bare necessities of life. NASDAQ finished down up 14 points. They were so used to saying. Market's been down 3 days in a row, first up day. NASDAQ up 14 points at 2,293. This was after overcoming the initial bad news from Cisco. S&P 500 better by 10 points to close at 1,336. In the metals complex, well, what can we say about the metals complex? Buy gold and lots of it. And don't wait too long. Gold closed up $5.90 to end the day at $907.20. Gold had a low of $895 and a high of $911. Silver up 23 cents at $16.79. Silver had a low of $16.49, a high of $16.87. Platinum up another $23 to an all-time new high of $1,839 because of rolling blackouts. Well, maybe I should correct myself. You see, because in South Africa, they're very sensitive to the term blackout. And so the ANC has issued a directive to all government officials to not use the term blackout, because it'll remind people of who's in charge and the reason why there's no electricity. So they now are calling it electricity shortages. Palladium up $3 at $4.25, and I'm not making that up. Palladium up $3 at $4.25. Currently in Asian trading, the metals climb continues. Gold up $2.70 at $909.90. Silver up a penny at $16.80. Platinum up $2 at $1,846, another new high. Palladium up a buck at $4.29. Crude oil higher by a nickel at $88.16. And the U.S. Treasury Department announced that the U.S. government has seized $12 billion of Venezuela's assets. Now, this is the same Venezuela that gave heating oil to the poor and the disadvantaged. And just to show the appreciation, the United States government seizes $12 billion. And you want to know why foreigners are not investing in the United States? They'll be even more jittery now to invest in the United States when it sees how willy-nilly Treasury can seize assets of foreign governments. The U.S. dollar, now this is what's important about the strength in gold, because there's always an inverse relationship between gold and the dollar. If the dollar strengthens, gold goes down, and vice versa. However, surprise, 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 today U.S. dollar index higher by 66 basis points to close at 76.85. And this in light of, as I've said, this is in light of gold once again climbing back over $900 in spite of the fact that the dollar gained strength today, by and large because of the ECB keeping rates the same, England lowering rates. But let me tell you something. The news is so bad out there. I don't want to get you wiggy. I always get nervous when I have to tell you these things. Goldman Sachs was having a conference call today talking about the state of the subprime mess, and they dropped a few little bombshells that went along with it, namely that commercial real estate is most probably going to be a bigger drain on assets than the subprime market. They're talking about the possibility of combining subprime losses with commercial real estate losses and soon to be credit card losses at somewhere south of $500 billion. Now, these are just early estimates. And you know what early estimates are all about? They usually miss by a factor of 10. I mean, just think about it. These are bright people. These are all college-educated people. These are people whose parents spent hundreds of thousands of dollars giving them the finest education that money could buy. And these are the people that are running things. These are the same people that told us 4 years ago that the war in Iraq would cost maybe $100 billion. And besides the fact, when we get the oil, it'll pay for itself. Well, they were wrong by a factor of 10, these really smart, educated, highly trained people. So if it's the same brain trust, by the way, on Wall Street as it is in Washington, D.C. So if if Goldman Sachs is saying the total mess we find ourselves in with this bubble is $500 billion, you can take it to the bank, it's in the trillions. Banks are now sending letters to people. Just to show you how bad things are getting. Banks are now sending letters to people who have got equity lines of credit, and they're taking back the equity lines of credit. And all those people out there with those subprime loans, we haven't even started to see how this mess unfolds, but all those people who got $200,000-$300,000 mortgages because they didn't even qualify because they didn't have a job and they lied about their incomes, these people cannot refinance in any way, shape, or form because there's now new rules about how we give out credit. Oh, now you've got to prove that you actually have a job. You've got to prove that you actually have money in the bank. So none of these people are going to qualify. And they're just going to simply walk away from their homes. I mean, even normal people with good credit are going to walk away from their homes. Why would you want to refinance a house that last year was valued at $400,000 and this year it's valued at $325,000? What do you want to do? Lock in a $75,000 loss and hope that in some future time the market will regain credibility and go back to that level? And these people are in a dream world. So even people with good credit are bailing. When you drive around Scottsdale, it's amazing how many for sale signs they are. And do you know what I'm seeing a lot more of? Yes, foreclosure signs. Those ones with the big red sticker outside that announces to the world, this guy went belly up. We'll have more when we return.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking deciding whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a
welcome back, my friends. Yes, pour me something tall and strong before I go insane. Well, that's pretty much how the consumers are feeling. Also today, Nation's retailers, as we said, announced their worst January in almost four decades. That's going back to Richard Nixon. And they blame it on, although there's no inflation, high gas prices, high food prices, a slumping housing market, tighter credit, and a tougher job market is causing consumers to consume large amounts of chemical stimuli. Anyway, let's go back to the phones. We got Morris in Texas. Hey, Morris.
Hello. How are you doing, sir? I was going to ask you a question. I've heard people say that you know, the economy crashed and they had gold. Who would they sell it to and how could they get money for it? And I've always told them, well, if you had your house paid for, would you give your house for a loaf of bread? And, you know, this is one of the lame arguments people give for investing in gold. But the reason I called in was, first of all, I want to know if y'all had anything going on as far as anything that y'all were offering, like in gold or silver. I've pretty much been a silver person, even though I think it's a pretty manipulative metal. But do you have anything going on as far as the offer at this time?
Well, rolls of silver eagles are currently running $375. Get them while you can. They're getting tough to get hold of. There has been a bit of a delay with getting 08 eagles in any way, shape, or form. And that's simply because, and there's been some rumors going around on talk radio that the U.S. Mint's run out of silver, and which is not true. They haven't run out of silver. But what has happened is, now that we find out, a lot of those programs on Home Shopping Network, for instance, that sell very expensive coins, have pretty much taken up all of the available 08 silver supply from the U.S. Mint, because what they do is they go through and they sort through all the silver chests from the U.S. Mint, and they take out all the perfect coins, and they slab them in either PCGS or NGC holders as MS-70s, and that way they can sell a $18 coin for $49 on the internet and on these home shopping networks. And so there's been this huge delay and backlog in getting silver out. So in my opinion, you know, a lot of people talk to me about silver. Silver, and especially those people who say to me, well, because it, by and large, when you talk to most people, when you boil it all down, they just want to make money. And the question always comes up, where am I going to make the most money? I'm going to make more money in silver, I'm going to make more money in gold. Well, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure this one out. That there's no question you are going to double your money. If that's your sole goal, it's just simply, I just want to double my money. If you want to double your money, there's no question silver's going to do that for you faster than gold will. I mean, all silver's got to do to double your money is got to go to $40 an ounce, where it should be right now, but it's not. In order for you to double money, double your money in gold, gold's got to go to $2,000 an ounce, where it should be, but it's not. And so if you look at it logically, there's no question that silver's going to get to $40 a lot faster than gold's going to get to $2,000.
Yeah, but, well, you know, the thing that I was...
It's kind of like picking between, you know, which of your two children do you love the most?
Right, and this is what I've been telling everybody that I talk to, and it doesn't matter if it's vitamins or if it's gold or silver or a book or anything that Republic Broadcasting has to offer. I've talked to people that have bought and purchased gold online and silver, and there is nobody... I may have found somebody that's come close to Republic Broadcasting, but y'all are the best. I mean, these people, it's almost nearly a 10 to 1. And you know, sometimes how you numismatic 63 or 70 or however they grade a coin, I'm just telling you that y'all have had the best deals. And it's like I tell people all the time, if you have your house and it's paid for and it's on a 20-acre area, or are you going to give it for a loaf of bread? Well, you know, a lot of people say, you know, well, what if times, who are we going to get this money from for this gold? Well, I tell them, well, would you give your house and your acreage or whatever you have for, you know, for...
Yeah, but that's Morris, that's also such a load of bull hockey about what you're going to do with gold when you have to convert it into a Federal Reserve. Now, we'll address that when we return. If you want to hang on, you're more than welcome. Take a short break. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com.
Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Thursday, running the bell with you, disseminating the world of finance, and soon we'll get into the political side of things. But let me get, you still there, Morris?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let me put this silly notion to rest here that some people out there have. I don't care whether you got $5,000 worth of gold you want to sell, whether you got $100,000 worth of gold you want to sell. If you've got $500,000 of gold you want to sell, if you've got $1 million or more dollars worth of gold, if you call me up, I will have the money in your hands as fast as you can get the product to me.
And, well, and don't feel like the Lone Ranger.
Sorry?
I said don't feel like the Lone Ranger. Well, I'm the same way.
Sure. So I mean
you may have more money than me, but I'm just saying I will do the same thing too.
Oh, sure. I mean, gold is the most liquid asset in the world. I mean, these people out there, because I get calls from people. Well, what am I going to do with my gold? And how can I buy stuff and barter and trade? It's not going to happen. You're not going to barter and trade. You may want to barter and trade with someone that understands the value of gold, who will want to swap you a side of beef for a half ounce American Gold Eagle. But if you think it's going to come to a time where signs go up in shops and stores and grocery stores, sorry, we're only accepting gold and silver, you're in a dream world. You're listening to the hype of obviously a lot of people, unfortunately, on the alternative media. Scares the pants off people by making false accusations, which are completely unfounded and I mean they're idiotic. A lot of these arguments.
Yeah.
I'm
sorry, but anyway, the only thing I was saying, there's probably some convenience stores or some, you know, places of business that would tell you if you walked in with a peace dollar or a Morgan dollar, that it's only worth a dollar. And what I tell people is that come back to reality, you know?
Well, you know, people have been dumbed down for so long, unfortunately, it even spreads to the so-called patriot community.
Yeah, I think you're right. But I did want to say that, and I'll close on this comment, that I love you and John St. Miller's family and everything that you're doing and the program. But y'all do have the best deals on gold and silver, and I've seen some people that's come close, but I just appreciate what y'all are doing for the people that are awake.
Well, sure, and unlike the other people who come close to my prices, they do absolutely nothing to promote the cause.
Exactly.
See, that's the difference between Republic Trading Group and every other gold company out there.
Education is very important.
Well, the profits that we make from Republic Trading Group keep the lights on at Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hey, I so appreciate you, and I thank you. I love you. Goodbye.
Thanks, buddy. I mean, a lot of people, and I don't want to get into a mudslinging contest with other gold dealers out there. And I understand, people are strange animals. They are, and there's a lot of misinformation out there, and it's being spewed by people who should have a greater responsibility. They should be able to tell you honestly what they are, what their commissions are. I mean, the one question anybody should ask, quite simply. If I buy a gold, for instance, a 1 ounce American gold coin, it sells for $42 over spot. So right now you're going to be paying round about $950 for a 1 ounce American gold eagle. The question that you should be asking is what will I get if I sell you a gold eagle today? Well, you got gold and let's use a price of $911. If you were selling a gold eagle today, you would get $921 for it. That's what you'll get for a 1 ounce American gold eagle. So do the math for yourself. That $42 is not profit that comes into Republic Trading Group. We make less than $10 a coin. And that's a simple fact of life. There's no product you will see on the website at Republic Trading Group that has a higher spread between what you can sell it for and what you can buy it for of 5%. I know John Stadmiller occasionally says we have 10%. I wish we did have 10%. If we were charging 10%, we'd most probably have enough money to buy radio stations all around the country. But people want to believe horror stories. They want to call up some broker, or some broker will call them and feed their head full of garbage about government confiscation. No, you want this $10,000 coin because that $900 coin, the government's going to come and take it away from you. That's the biggest load of bull hockey out there. The government is not going to confiscate your gold. They may do all kinds of stupid other things, but that was one of them that they are not going to resort to. Because if they do resort to it, and first of all, it's not a lot of money to speak of. As a matter of fact, they confiscated more from Venezuela today than the entire amount of gold held by private citizens in the United States, for goodness sake. What are they going to get if they confiscate private citizens' gold? Maybe $2 billion, and that's a stretch. And think what a message that's going to send to the rest of the world as America's hanging on the teeter-totter of falling over the cliff. Oh, look, the American government wants to steal the gold because it's so hard up. That doesn't give a lot of confidence to people who have got dollars in their hands. The government announced a gold confiscation tomorrow. Trust me, Warren Buffett will change his word from the dollar is worth less to the dollar is worthless. And I always come back to what my dad told me. And you know the funny thing? The older I get, the smarter my dad becomes. He said to me, if you believe everything you read, you might as well eat everything you see. And the same thing applies today. If you believe everything you hear, you might as well eat everything you see. Because half of the stuff you hear on a consistent basis is just plain bull hockey. It's like this whole it's just to show you how far gone a lot of people are. If there's one thing that drives me up the wall is when people refer to John McCain as a war hero. He is not a war hero, never was a war hero. And this man now is the presumptive leader of the Republican Party. The Republican Party is as bankrupt as the country is. They might as well just simply dissolve it, change its name, and try and resurrect something different, because the Republican Party, as it stands, is done. It's toast. I was listening to the CPAC, a few of the speeches I could stand to watch long enough, how they're still trying to convince people that the Republicans stand for fiscal responsibility. Well, let's look at the last 8 years. George Bush just submitted the biggest budget in the history of America. Under George Bush and these Republicans, including John McCain, who was a senator during all this, spent more money in the last 8 years than the previous 10 administrations combined. The national debt from George Washington to Ronald Reagan was $1 trillion. In the last 8 years, we have taken that $1 trillion deficit to $9 trillion. The Republican Party is not for fiscal responsibility and smaller government, as they would like to tell you that they are, considering that over the last 8 years, we've had the biggest expanse of government in the history of America. This was the same party that in 1994 ran on the ticket that we're going to eliminate wasteful government agencies. We're going to abolish the Department of Education. We're going to abolish the Department of Energy. We're going to end welfare as we know it. All those promises came to zero. Not only didn't they abolish these wasteful government agencies, but they increased their funding. And as for John McCain, well, it's time we resurrected Colonel David Hackworth. Remember Colonel David Hackworth? A lot of people have forgotten who Colonel David Hackworth was. He died in June of 2005. He was one of the most highly decorated veterans in America. He received 78 combat awards, including the Distinguished Service Cross, the Silver Star, Bronze Star, 8 Purple Hearts, during his 25-year military career. This man is a war hero. Let me read to you what Colonel Hackworth said about John McCain. John McCain has been hailed by the press as a genuine war hero. But is he a war hero in the conventional sense, like Audie Murphy and John Glenn? Or is his war hero status the creation of a very slick publicity campaign that plays on flag, duty, honor, and country? For sure, John McCain has the fruit salad, a silver star, a Legion of Merit for valor, a Distinguished Flying Cross, 3 bronze stars, 2 commendation medals, plus 2 purple hearts and a dozen service gongs. On a purely medal count basis, he outweighs Murphy and Glenn, who both for years repeatedly performed extraordinary deeds on the ground or in the air against an armed enemy. McCain's Valor Awards are based on what happened in 1967 when during his 23rd mission over Vietnam he was shot down, seriously injured, captured, and then spent 5.5 years as a POW. In an attempt to find out exactly what the man did to earn these many hero awards, I asked the Senate office 3 times to provide copies of the narratives of each medal. I'm still waiting. I went next to the Pentagon. Within a week, I received a recap of his medals and many of the narratives that give the details of what he did. None of the awards, less the DFC, the Distinguished Flying Cross, were for heroism over the battlefield where he spent no more than 20 hours. The two naval officers described the awards as boilerplate and part of a SOP medal package given to repatriated Vietnam POWs. McCain's Silver Star narrative for the period of October the 27th, 1967, the day after he was shot down in December 8th in 1968, reads thusly. His captors subjected him to extreme mental and physical cruelties in an attempt to obtain military information and false confessions for propaganda purposes. Through his resistance to these brutalities, he contributed significantly towards the eventual abandonment of such harsh treatment by the North Vietnamese. Yet in McCain's own words, just 4 days after being captured, he admits he violated U.S. code of conduct by telling his captors, "Okay, I'll give you military information if you'll take me to the hospital." A Vietnam vet detractor says he received the nation's third highest award, the Silver Star, for treason. He provided aid and comfort to the enemy. You can't distinguish Jane Fonda from John McCain, for goodness sake. The rest of his Valor Awards were issued automatically every year while he was a POW. Read much like the Silver Star, more boilerplate, often repeating the exact same words. An example, by his heroic endeavors, exceptional skill, and devotion to duty, reflected a great credit upon himself and upheld the highest traditions of the naval service. Listen, it's so frustrating. And yet people buy into this. They repeat it ad nauseum every morning. You listen to it on C-SPAN. Oh, John McCain, he's a war hero. He's a true leader. The man, this is the last person on earth you want sitting next to the button. And God forbid, if he does become the nominee for the Republican Party, a trained chimpanzee could beat him like a baby seal. Prepare yourself for President Clinton or President Obama. He is not going to, he won't even stand up to the first debate. He can't even put a string of sentences together without a teleprompter. How is he going to debate a Barack Obama? Or for that matter, a Hillary Clinton. As much as I detest and dislike the woman, she at least has a grasp of what she's trying to put over. John McCain, all he can do is pander to the Jewish vote by saying he's going to bomb Iran, which is what he said today, by the way. That's how he's ingratiating himself with the Republican Party. Yes, I will lead many more wars. We'll kill those Islamo-fascist terrorists. The evildoers. You see, in their warped and simple minds, they think that the only way that we can be safe is if we kill everybody else who so much as looks at us the wrong way. And then he stands up and he says, "And I'm pro-life." I mean, they just don't get it. I mean, what kind of life are you protecting? You're only protecting life in the womb, or after that, then it's a whole different story. Then we can kill people at will. Anyway, if it's John McCain versus Hillary Clinton, guess who the big winner is? Yes, the Jewish lobby. Because they got it covered. Either way it goes, their man will be in the White House. We'll be back.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes. And they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Born the middle son of a farmer in a small town southern man, like his daddy's daddy before him, brought up working on the land. Fell in love with a small town woman and they married up and settled down. Natural way of life if you're lucky for a small town southern man.
Welcome back, my friends. Final segment for this Thursday. Yeah, military-industrial complex, very good at creating fictional war heroes. All I got to do, just think back, what was the last? Oh, yes, Jessica Lynch, that's right. A woman who's probably weighs 95 pounds when WAC went down in a blaze of glory, her M16 firing at the encroaching enemy as it came charging towards her car. Please, give me a break. I read that, when I saw that, even then I said, we are gone past the phase of any rational dialogue. I mean, and to hear these people at this Republican Amway convention, that's all they are. They're just Amway conventions disguised as political events, because it's the same kind of herd mentality that's going on, talking about freedom and liberty and how important liberty is. These are the same people that gave us the Department of Homeland Security, that has stripped you of every single iota of whatever freedoms you had. These are the same people that passed legislation for the Real ID Act, which, by the way, is just round the corner, which everybody is going to have a dompas. That's an African word for your papers, please. These are the same people that preached liberty, freedom, smaller government, fiscal responsibility, but whatever it is, they do exactly the opposite. These are Stalinists. These are communists disguised as Republicans. I don't know, at one point I used to think of myself as being a conservative, but if in today's lingo being a conservative means that you're a Trotskyite, a Stalinist, or a communist, for whatever want of the better word, then please, banish the word conservative from me. I'm not a conservative. I'm as far away from being a conservative as you can get. I guess I'm an anarchist. I like that title. But just listening to the stuff, just switching between politics and finance today, it was the most unbelievable thing. And the thing that's even more unbelievable is how many people have bought into this. Is it any wonder that they don't even mention Ron Paul? He doesn't even get a mention any longer. Yeah, it's a two-man race, Mike Huckabee and John McCain. Yeah, you got a dispensationalist on the one hand and just a thieving, lying politician on the other. And this is something you got to be proud of? The GOP, the gay old party, what do they think? We've forgotten about all the sex scandals, this homosexual behavior in public bathrooms, the financial scandals, the buying of votes, the Keating Five. I mean, if this is what the Republican Party represents, heck, I may just vote for Obama. At least he has, his political ideas are skewed, but at least he has a little bit more going for him than John McCain or Mike Huckabee. At least you get a little bit of truth out of Obama. You get nothing from those two guys. Anyway, thanks for letting me rant. I feel much better now. Hope to have an adult beverage. Maybe a couple. Maybe more than a couple. Who knows? You get a point. Ah.